May the Lord keep us. Together we shall succeed. In the name of Jesus. Let's open in our Bibles to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Verse 12 to 14. Shall we have a word of prayer? Dear Lord, we want to go into your word. We ask that your word will meet us at the very point of our needs and do us good. In Jesus' name, amen. From verse 12. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Forgetting those things in verse 13. Forgetting those things which are behind. Forgetting those things which are behind. The title of the message is Take a Leap. Take a Leap. L-E-A-P. Halt the Leap. L-I-P. What is L-I-P? It's not this lips. L-I-P stands for living in the past. Living in the past. Take a leap. Halt the living in the past. We all know that if you see a man who has eyes at the back of his head, what will you do? Hello? It's not actually normal. Nobody has eyes at the back. The reason why God put our eyes in our fore, in our front of our face, is so that we can move forward. So that we can move forward. A man only has eyes in the front. And so it's not normal for us to be looking backwards. Or have you seen someone that can walk by looking backwards? You can try it. Even your eyes cannot even get back. You can try it though. I don't see anybody who can turn 180 degrees. If you can do it, it will take you straight to Dr. Makonjola. In usage. We thank God that he has made us normal. And the other thing I want to point our attention to buttress my expression that God's plan for us is to move forward, is that when you have a plant grows towards the direction of the sun. The plant grows towards the direction of the sun. We have some plants. I live in a block of flats, so we don't have space. But there is a backyard. We just put some containers there to put some plants. And all the plants look towards the sun. All the plants. You find that the plants that are close to where the sun is do better than the ones that are far away from it. It shows us that God, in whose image we are made, is progressive. It's progressive. He wants us to move forward. Somebody say, move forward. I've given you reasons why it is godly, and it is the plan of God that we should not move backwards. We should move forward. But what do we see? Many of us live in the past. Many of us live in the past. And God does not need your past. God does not need your past to articulate your future. No. God does not need your past to formulate the future he has for you. Jeremiah says that the plans I have for you is good to give you a future and a hope. So you see, God's plan is a great destiny. You won't get to God's plan by living in the past. What is living in the past? For the sake of this message, I'd say that living in the past is entanglement. It's like living in a prison. Many people, I'm telling you practical things today. It has happened to me before. It has happened to me before. Until God healed me. Because I lost my father very young in life. And when I went to live with someone, the way the person was training me the best way he knew, because I'm older than his first child. So I thought that they were punishing me. I thought that they were abusing me. And that lived with me for many years. Until when I had an encounter with Jesus, and God was now treating me to let me know that that was just an experience that is necessary and I should not live in it. Because anytime that I face anything, I would think, if I had a father, it wouldn't be like this. If I had a father who was there, it would not be like this. I always thought that, especially when I see people grow normally and they just, you know, grow into life, when I see their parents beside them, I always thought that I was underprivileged. Until God healed me of the hurt and I could move forward. So many of us are like me. We are giving power to the past. We are giving too much emphasis to what we passed through in the past. We are giving too much room. So we can't fathom what is ahead of us. The past is an enemy of your tomorrow. Your tomorrow, the plan of God for you, is in the womb. Your past should be in the tomb. T-O-M-B. Whatever experience you are going through, it is for a purpose. Whatever experience you have gone through, you should treat it like a chewing gum. A chewing gum. What do I mean? A chewing gum, you don't swallow it. The past should be seen like a chewing gum. Draw the lesson from it and use the lesson to build. Don't dwell in the past. This message transcends, it's not only for personal people, for us as individuals. It also goes to families, to communities. Many families are disintegrated because they are dwelling in the past. Countries, Nigeria is not moving forward because we have not been able to fathom and understand the benefit of our past and just utilize it to move forward. Many people are still living. Do you know that the agitation in some parts of this country are as a result of the things that happened in the past? The Lord will help us that as a nation we will heal and move forward in Jesus' name. As a family, we will heal and we'll move forward in the name of Jesus. So the past is a prison. The power to ruin is in the power of living in the past. If you're living in the past, you are giving the past the power to ruin your future plan. So what are the things, some of the things that we have gone through in the past? Mistakes, heartbreaks, broken relationships. There are a lot of relationships today that cannot survive. Why? Because of their past relationships. They always remember, maybe because they really loved that person. So when they have come into a new relationship, they cannot allow the new relationship to survive. Why? Because they are not in it. Broken relationships, missed opportunities, miscarriages. Because of your past miscarriage, you are afraid. You are scared of even getting pregnant. So your husband will try, and you both of you are crying that you need a child. That child may not come until you get out of the hurt of the past, of the past miscarriage. Because that is in your mind. You need to let go of it. Disappointments and failures, pains, losses and guilts, shame, bereavements. Many of us have lost loved ones and we are not letting them go in our mind. How many people has experienced this before? You lost someone and you are finding it difficult to move forward. It was normal at the time you were mourning, but I'm sure that even that person that you lost would, if they had opportunity of coming, they would have advised you, please, I would want you to move on. Many of us experience shame. We experience abuses. We experience offenses. And it is difficult for us to break forth into the new thing, into the new day. You know, this year, God gave us a promise of fruitfulness. Many of us cannot walk into it because we are still living in the past shame, in the past failures, in the past fruitlessness. Please release the past. Please release the past. Let the past go. Let the past go. Now, what do you have to do? I've explained the parts, the dimension of like chewing gum, the principle of chewing gum. Do not swallow the chewing gum. It's dangerous for your health. Just draw the lessons from the past and move on. There are three F's that I want us to pay attention to in talking about the past. Number one is forgo. Everybody say forgo. Now, what is forgo? Forgo is a word that is like you are leaving something for something else. Forgo. Let it go because of something. The second F is forgive. Somebody say forgive. I'm not hearing it. Forgive. Now, you know, I said forgo is like you are leaving something because of something. Now, forgo and forgive, they work together. Why do you have to forgive? Because of Jesus. For Jesus' sake. So the Bible says in Hebrews 12, it said, looking unto Jesus. There's no way you can look unto Jesus that you have to be looking at the past. It's not possible. You can't look unto Jesus. It means when you say looking unto Jesus, means Jesus is in the front. And Jesus represents your hope. Jesus represents your peace. Jesus represents the door, the truth, the life, that opportunity, that future you are expecting or that you desire is in Christ. Christ is in your front. Look unto him. By the time you are supposed to look to the front, you need to let go of the past hurt. You need to let go of the past disappointment. You need to let go of the past breakups, heartbreaks. You need to let go of the past pains in order for you to catch a glimpse of Jesus and move forward. The last F, number three F, is forget. Somebody please chorus with me, forget. What are you thinking? That is hard to forget, isn't it? That's the normal thought. And I would have thought like that too. But let me tell you, it is doable. It is possible. Let's take an example from Joseph. In Genesis 45, Joseph revealed himself to his brothers. But do you know that was not when Joseph forgave his brothers? The moment they sold him to the Midianites, that was when Joseph forgave them. And then he was willing to forget. And God gave him that opportunity in Genesis 45. If you don't forgive, you can't move forward. You cannot flourish. I said that Joseph forgave before chapter 37, because even when Joseph was sold to Potiphar, the Bible says God was with him and Joseph prospered. God commanded us to forgive, which means it is the will of God for us to forgive. And Joseph lived in the will of God. That was why he was prospering. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Somebody who looked back. Somebody who looked back. Do you have an idea? You are in this message. Somebody said Lot's wife. He looked back. What did she become? A pillar of salt. It's not good. Many of us are not physical pillars of salt. But in our lives, we are stagnant. We are stagnant. The power of God will break that stagnancy today and we'll be able to move forward in Jesus' name. Now, it takes a conscious effort. When you are ready to move forward, it takes a conscious effort for you to forget the past. You need to consciously, on your knees, ask God. You know, I was talking about forgetting to be humanly impossible. But for God, it is possible. You only need to trust God. How many people have been hurt by someone and they prayed for that person? Somebody hurt you before and you prayed for them. That is the way to go. That is what to do. Pray for those that misuse you. Just deliberately, consciously start praying for them every day. Anytime you want to pray, pray for that person that abused you. Pray for that person that misused you. You will find that when you see them, the joy of the Lord will irradiate from your heart towards them. That heaviness that was existing between your relationship would no more be there. You are living in bitterness because you have not been able to forgive. Bitterness leads to sicknesses. I'm sure my people will be able to confirm it. Our medical people in the house. When you are bitter, it could lead to depression. It could lead to sicknesses. It could lead to diseases. So this going forward is also something that helps your health. When you are ready to break from the past, you're ready to break into limelight. You're ready to break into your new day in the name of Jesus. The Lord will help us and launch us forward. To leap is a launch. To leap is a movement that is beyond human understanding. A leap is like a spring. When you forgive, you are sprung forward. You have a leap forward. You will be surprised how it works. You'll be surprised how it works. I'm challenging us today. Please be ready to let go of the past. Please be ready consciously. When I was preparing this message, that a word came. It said, why do you cry for me to move you forward when you are not ready to let go of your past? Why do you cry for me to move you forward? Why do you have the desire and all your prayer points is, Lord, move me forward. Lord, give me breakthrough. And yet, you are not ready to let go. It might be a mirage, but today it will not be a mirage because you would let down unto the Lord and let go. In your family, in your relationships, this is something that will be useful. Even in your business relationships, this is something that will be useful. When you do not forgive or you live in the past, you will be disgruntled. When you wake up Monday morning and there is always like, you are always aggressive. You're always aggressive. People will not be able to do business with you because they see someone that is struggling. You are not able to flow, to be free, to fulfill the plan and the gifts God has given you. Why? Because you are living in the past. You are a disgruntled person. People look at you, they don't want to do business with you because you don't exude joy. They don't see happiness. They don't see friendliness. Why? You are living in the past. This is important even for Monday morning, for the boardroom. It's important even for your business. It's important for your work as a staff of a school, a teacher. Whatever you do, you can only be at the pinnacle of your career if you live not in the past. Please, let's rise on our feet. As you are rising on your feet, you are signing a consent with God that, Lord, I am ready to forget the past and to begin to live with you and follow you because I know you are progressive. I want you to just bring your situation unto God. If there's a person that has hurt you, if there's a situation, a circumstance that you have gone through that always comes to your mind, instead of you to be conceiving ideas for the future, each time you are on your own, you are remembering that episode. Please cast it down to Jesus today. Drop it at the feet of Jesus consciously. Lord, I drop this for you. And I'm praying for you that the Holy Spirit will remind you whatever it is, even if it is 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and it is something that is still holding you. I'll call you if you find it really very difficult to let go. Please come to the front. All eyes, please, let's close our eyes. If you find it very difficult, or just lift up your hands where you are. Just lift up your hand where you are. Don't come to the front. Lift up your hand where you are, and we'll pray for you by faith. We'll pray for you. Dear Father, you can see these ones who are lifting their hands. They have been hurt. They have been offended. They have been abused. They have experienced things in the past, and they are not finding it easy to move forward. Today, oh God, we now ask you to please help them to let go. Help them to let go in the name of Jesus. We pray for you online, our online viewers. Maybe you are raising up your hands now. I pray for you that the power to let go of the past, the power to be healed of the hurt, the abuse, the power to receive of God, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We worship you. We bless your name because we will leap forward. Somebody say, I will leap forward. Somebody say, I will leap forward. Somebody say, I will leap forward. Tomorrow I'm going to leap forward. Every day of November I will leap forward. Every day of this year I will leap forward. Every day of my destiny I will leap forward. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. The grace, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Go and flourish in the name of Jesus. Have a wonderful November. Have a wonderful December. Amen.